See it. Okay, so before we start, I wanted to show you this picture. So this is what I saw on the box. The top is what they did. The bottom is where I started to do it. You see this? They gave you the dot. They wanted you to recreate.
Sure.
So I was looking at this, and I noticed all you have to do, right, if you want to recreate, that's like the game. All you have to do is make sure that every single dot, you make a line connecting every single dot. Just slowly but surely. It's not like... If you look at it in one shot, you're like, whoa, this is so complicated. No, it's very simple. Take one line and go from one dot to the next, to the next, to the next, to the next, to the next. You're done with the outside. Okay, now start making, right, what's on the outside? That's a hexagon, 6, right?
Mm-hmm.
So first make the hexagon, all the outside, simple. Then you start to make that, let's say that, you see that rectangle there from top to bottom? Mm-hmm. You just make the, but as you start, then I started to look at it. If you look at this, right. As you start to make the dots, there's a mug in David. There's triangles all over the place. But then if you go to the center,
circle.
It's a circle. That's crazy. From straight lines, you can eventually, if you keep making these connections and connections and connections, you can make circles. And but this is like your brain. I mean, there's much thicker ones.
You know what you're saying?
What?
You're saying something deeper.
Okay. I'm not done yet, but yeah. Okay. What am I saying, Sam?
From straight lines, you can make a circle.
Circles are where? Who created circles? Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world. Everything in the world is circles. Man makes lines. Right? Man makes, we learned this already. Rav Kook said this. This already comes from probably the original.
Yeah.
That everything Kadosh Baruch Hu created, Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't create squares. He could have, but trees are circles. Everything is, blades of grass even at the top are edged. Right? There's like, everything that God created is circular. Igulim. Man makes yosha, the straight lines. But from the straight lines, you could eventually also make... What? Yeah, but the oceans is not like... it's not strict squares. It's wavy. It's curved.
It doesn't have a shape because water takes...
Okay, but it's not a square. In nature, you don't see squares.
Okay.
Is that true? You see a square in nature?
Circle. Oceans are not
circles. No, but they're not squares. You didn't...
Okay.
They're rounded. They're rounded.
So water's always moving.
It's rounded. It's soft. Aquaponics, but
right. When water moves.
So I'm looking at this, and this is life. If you just keep, and Doc probably looks at this all day long with people's brains, much more complicated than this. This at least you could see that you should see some of the fancy
like,
ones.
That was like 20 years ago.
You know, I'd be like a heretic if I based my decisions on things like this.
And we would think, you're a mammon. They would think you're a heretic. We would think you're a mammon. But it's mamash fascinating. Like this is what happens to your brain, and then meaning you're making all these lines, the bina lines, line, and then eventually the shapes take form. You didn't try to make the shape; you're just making lines, and the shapes take form. And then you might finish a triangle, and it ends up being a mugging David. Or there's multiple geometric shapes within
every
here.
Every shape's in here.
It's amazing. Anyway, so that blew me away.
It's a beautiful concept.
It really blew me away, and that's why. So when they gave you the options on the bottom, even though I started doing it, they said recreate it. I'm like, whoa, that's really us. That's what we do in our life. We're making connections.
Right.
Like being aligned again. And then the chachma just comes out. Like all the shapes just kind of like pop out. Yes, you built them. You didn't know you were building them in a certain way, right? Wow. It's fascinating. I tried to find online if I can get just the dots again. So it's much better to see it clear. I will have to just buy from Walmart. I told you, it's in the back of the box.
Or have your daughter just draw it.
Yeah, it has to be like stark. Like,
right. I mean, you could do it in circle levels. This is a hexagon. You do an octagon, pentagon, a dodecagon.
Oh, they have some crazy ones. I saw.
Yeah, I mean,
I was looking up.
It's all about.
It gets wild.
If you have 15 around, or
right, this
14
was
14.
So, how many dots is this? How many dots is this? This is why I like to use this one. Well, how many dots? Look.
6 and another 6 is 12, 13.
So it's gematria echad with the dot right in the middle.
Right.
Right, that's the premium of it. 12 and then the dot in the middle. 12 tribes, but then a Kodesh Baruch right in the middle. So it's the Echad. So that's why it's Echad. It's a Hava. But that's what it looks like. I was like, whoa, this is wild.
Walmart knew that.
Yeah, Walmart really, they're holding. That's why they're the...
So what is
so successful.
The 13?
The 13 petaled rose. That's the Zohar Kodesh starts with.
It's seven meters. The three upper spheres.
No, that's not where 13 is.
There's nothing to say that.
13 is a different pattern.
Yud Gimel
Rachman. Yud Gimel Rachman. Yud Gimel Rachman. It's a number of Kesser. It's a different number. You could say it's the Yud Beis. I forgot the Lashon.
It could be a different number if you put 10 or 12 on the front.
you can do this with different spheres and different patterns and forms. Okay, anyway, this was 13.
It's the basis for the kaleidoscope, too, you know. Have you ever looked through his kaleidoscope?
That's how you see, man. It's all about Re'iyah, right? So I was talking about yesterday. It's all about Re'iyah, seeing.
Yes.
Chachma.
So when you go through a kaleidoscope, you see it evolve around things like this.
Right.
And change, shifting.
Igulim Yosher. It started out with Yosher, and then it started with...
This is not. This is well beyond the scope of...
That's where I was going. I'm sorry. I'm at that zone right now.
Yeah.
It's Machos of Machos. Go there.
You can, but you have to go there saying, the "I don't know." Right? I know, I don't know.
That's why I'm asking the question because I know.
Tachas Ayedia Shelo Neda. All right, so let's go. 181. Yeah, tonight we count 50.
Just like we drink the fifth cup.
For anyone who's listening,
if anyone's listening, you can. I just wish we could find it without these lines here that I made. If we could just,
we could do that with our technology.
Okay, so then thank you.
We can crop it.
Technology by me is reading these books. Yeah. I can't do this stuff.
We can crowd that for you.
All right, here we go. So 181. Let's try to finish the sefer today, Mirtz Hashem. The second phase, again, has two parts. We discussed number 181. Contemplating the greatness of the Creator, again, his bina and his bina to build, to the greatness of a Kodesh Baruch, his actions, and so on. And two, thinking about his essence. Happens to be in about 10 minutes, we're going to be learning this exact. I didn't even realize this when I, in Ianafshi, what we're getting to is really number 181. It's pretty fat. It's pretty awesome. I didn't even realize that when I was preparing the shiurim, but it's really 181. I'm going to refer back to it. So again, the second part is two phases. Number one, it's always Siyata D'Shmaya. Contemplating the greatness of the Creator, his actions, and so on. And number two, thinking about his essence. The essence, the mohus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Here there can be no contemplation. There's no real hisboininess. It's something beyond real thought. It's impossible. It's just belief. But only simple thought about the existence of the Creator. It's all you could do is think that there is a Creator. If you just kept it at that, if you were able to live with just that, that's the highest. But again, humans can't live like that. We need to draw it down and see his actions, which is really a tzimtzum. To say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzamed himself into this action or that action, or it's a sunny day versus a cloudy day, which that's all the Borei Olam. The fact that we have to say that is a tzimtzum. It's
right.
It's already breaking the Echad into pieces, and then we have to put the pieces back into Echad. Oh, all of this, it's really all one God. But that's how life is. One, then two, then back to one, then back to two, then back to one, and two could mean parts. Two means just Chalakim.
It's how he created our mind to work.
It's how he created our mind to work.
That's what you said, yeah.
Exactly, because when he was one, and then he split Ke'ilu, he was Mitzamtzem himself, and he made the ability to have a world, that's how our mind is created. It's one, but then it ultimately has to go into the two, but then fight back to the one.
It's like going back to the child state, right?
In a certain way, yeah. Which is above logic.
Right.
The holy children, it's above logic. It's just belief. Like I believe in Tati, you know? Uh-huh. To be a nar.
A nar has no logic, so therefore deal with them without logic.
Correct.
Correct.
Also, the spiritual growth is the same as physical. Like when you go to the gym, you also need time to your body, your muscles need to replenish, and then you get back to the.
That's when they get built.
Right.
That's goofy when they get built.
You have to take off. Right. The recovery is just
because that comes from Ratz of Ashav. That's a Yesodin creation, Ratz of Ashav, which comes from the same concept of the one and then the Tzimtzum. These all the sugyas come back into each other. Yeah. So here there can be no contemplation, but only simple thought about the existence of the Creator. This is a higher level than the first. Not having details is higher than the one with details. Mm-hmm. When a person attaches his thoughts, right, we're going in panemius here, right? In the world of logic, you're crazy. Just saying one is nothing. I need multiplicity. I need stuff. But we're learning panemius. We're learning amuna. We're trying to go back up. Going back up from two to one. When a person attaches his thoughts in this manner constantly, the principle that a person is wherever his thoughts are may be applied, right? You are where your thoughts are. Wow. You are where your thoughts are. So if we're constantly trying to see that Elokus is just the oneness, the simplicity of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, you're in that place. That's a good place to be.
Right.
That's reality.
That's why it's so healthy to be able to steer your thoughts in the right direction.
We have to be proactive about how we think. Right. Don't just let your...
You can.
Could you, right? His boldness, contemplate, build. He is absorbed in the object of his thought. So if we're thinking about a Kodesh Baruch Hu, then we become absorbed in a Kodesh Baruch Hu. This is the problem people don't realize. they go through life, they do a million things. Yes, of course they daven, of course they do mitzvahs, of course they believe. But how much are they thinking about the Borei Olam during the day?
Very little.
Very little. It's just, that's just reality. Not bad, it's just that's... The more you think about him, the more you're absorbed in him. Very simple. It's very simple.
Science.
It's science. Because he created the science. The more you think about something, the more you're absorbed in it. So just think about him a lot. You'll be absorbed in him. Happy life.
Happy life.
When he thinks only of the existence of the Creator, he is, so to speak, actually integrated in him. That's the way the mind works. Like the Tanya says in Perek Dalet, is that when you think about something again and again, at the beginning, the thoughts are within you, right? It's me thinking about the thing. So the thoughts are kind of like in my mind. But he says, when you think about something, piece of Torah, again and again, eventually what happens is that the Torah expands and your mind becomes inside the Torah thought. Mm-hmm. It switches around.
Wow.
The Torah becomes the makif and you become the pnimi inside it. So when a person thinks about a Kaddish Baruch Hu, at first, it's okay, there's me thinking about a Kaddish Baruch Hu. But when you think about it again and again and again and again, slowly but surely the Kaddish Baruch Hu, ki'ilu, imagine, it's like from outer space. The more you think about it, you bring him closer, closer into the atmosphere, closer, closer into your brain. Once a Kaddish Baruch Hu hits your brain, guess what? He takes over and you become subsumed and included, hiskalalus, inside him. It's real, and it's free. It's free. All you have to do is think. It's the best thing. We love free things, no? We love free things.
It's nothing free.
When he thinks only of the existence of the Creator, he is, so to speak, actually integrated in him. This discussion should suffice for one who understands. Because you have to understand that you don't understand. And just be simple. It's about being simple. You should realize that this state requires one to divest himself of complex thought and become united with Hashem. 182. Last sif.
This is Bodhis to like, or just like, you know, how complicated. I was thinking about this last night. Like, oh, I'm grab a safer. Oh, let me, like, I'm putting one of the baby to sleep. Let me listen to Shira. Like, stop.
Just be where you are. It's the hardest thing in the world.
Live in the moment.
No, but you're still trying to live in the moment. I mean, because I do
just
want
to
other learn
stuff. No, but it's not.
With so much stuff, but it's not.
It's not living in the moment. The moment is what you're doing right now.
You can only do
trying to bring something else in. It's not living in the moment.
Maybe I gave baby examples the wrong one, but let's just say, like, late at night. You want to grab a safer, hop a safer. Like, wait, did you stop and did you think about one?
Just think. Just become. Okay, here we go. Last one. I sent the fax to Schwartz yesterday. I sent it to a guy. I don't fax. I sent it to someone who faxes
it. This is an emotional situation here, right?
It's the completion. It's the Gemara.
The last one.
Tovia. I told him I wrote a whole email to Schwartz. So he said he sent it to him. So I didn't get a response yet, but I told him that we're finishing. We're finishing the Sefer. So let's finish the Sefer, Mitzvah Shem. And then once you finish, then you could start. Right? Then we can go into Shuls.
Don't make fun of your opinion.
The third phase is an attachment to the concept. The third phase is an attachment to the concept. There is literally nothing other than him, with which the Svar Makdoshim discuss. Study their words, which will suffice for one who understands. All our words about being miskalel, integrated in Hashem, have been written with extreme brevity. The outstanding ones in the generation who seek total perfection will need a longer and more detailed explanation. We have only come to expose a spark of this great light. As Hazal said, the master of the palace looked at him. This is referring to the Baal HaBira. When Avraham Avinu was looking for a Kadosh Baruch Hu, Kadosh Baruch Hu looked at him. The Ikar is go look for a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Be like Avraham Avinu. We discussed this at the beginning of the Sefer many times, if I remember correctly. The whole point of the Sefer literally is to go back to becoming Avraham Avinu before he found God. Go look for him. If you look, then a Kadosh Baruch Hu will show himself. This comment will suffice for one who understands. And you don't have to go through, like I said, if you go through all the details of this madrega, which is very, very high, you get lost in a place that's not for you. You're getting lost in the pardes, which is well above you, and then you forget about, you know, just really just simply watering the seeds like you're supposed to do and getting sunlight. Rather, you're dealing with exquisite, you know, flowers or something. When you forget about just the pasha grass, if you have no grass, the flowers mean nothing. So we have to remember to go back to the beginning of the Sefer, to be simple, to do our simple avodas, think about a Kaddish Baruch Hu, slowly start to increase not just the kamas, quantity of thoughts, but then still arbitrary also the quality of thoughts. But the ikku at the beginning is quantity. Yes, quantity is less quality, obviously, it's quantity over quality. But if you create a hergel, remember this, the hergel, that which we become accustomed to something, then it lasts long. Mm-hmm. Right? When a person is consistent in learning 10 minutes every single day, it's better than the guy who learns 5 minutes, 20 minutes, 30 minutes, 2 minutes, 50 minutes, 0 minutes. Eventually he's going to stop. He's not consistent. The consistency, the quantity, if it's just consistent again and again and again, that's less. That's called the word tamid. It becomes a habit. Tamid, right? That's the word tamid. Tamidi, we've discussed. Tamidi is teferis malchus yisodas, straight down the middle. Then it lasts. If you're some days chesed, some days din, sometimes netzach, sometimes hoda, da da da, and you're not aligned in the middle, eventually it's going to fall away. Someone's going to throw you off. When we plant it deep, you need consistency. So a person should try to take this safer. You know, we're about to finish up. As he says, finished but not complete. Hashem will give us the opportunity. We will continue to expand upon these topics, which he does in Chelek Beis. He does expand. I think we're probably going to move on to a different safer. I think we'll come back to Beis at some point. Eventually, Das Atzmecha, we'll reprint it. Know Yourself, we'll get into that.
Oh, it's not printed anymore?
Sure, but I want to print it in the small. We're going to see how much it costs to print it in this size. Mm-hmm. Know Yourself, then we'll probably start that. But yeah, to keep the consistency and to go back to the beginning of each person on their own way. And it's very easy. There's numbers here. Take 5 minutes a day, whether it's before davening, after davening, the same time every day if you can. It takes a minute to read and then think for 4 minutes. You do that for 182 times.
Another world.
It'll be a different world. It'll be a different world. And you'll see, it'll expand, it'll go longer, but get in the consistency. Don't try to come up with these amazing, crazy thoughts. No, it's simple. If you do the simple work, then a Kaddish Baruch Hu will bring the complications. I was speaking to a guy yesterday. A guy called me yesterday. Bavovi Yid. He got my number. And he was talking about certain avodas he was doing from a different sefer in Bavovi. And he was matmiya. He was in wonder about the fact that he was working on a certain aspect of avoda of Ratzon. And then things started to come into his mind from some other place that he wasn't thinking about, that he knew, I think I should work on these things. I said, that's exactly how it works. When you're trying to do, when you're putting your shtadlus in, to being an Eved Hashem, your mind expands, and a Kaddish Baruch Hu then could drop whatever he wants in there. It's not about you. Right. It's what a Kaddish Baruch Hu wants. You just need to make the vessel. If you make the vessel, then a Kaddish Baruch Hu will drop in the light. Okay? Chazak, 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 chazak